Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Sky, Shabalala's FIFA World Cup Day.
Oh, at least you got it right, not the FIFA World Cup Day, Qatar, because they are Qatar out. And it's so nice, someone tweeted yesterday saying it is so nice that we're officially not the worst hosting nation in the history in terms of performance, right?
Oh, yeah.
So in terms of the actual football, we'll start with that. We have two more fixtures in the last 16 confirmed yesterday. Argentina, Australia.
Okay.
Argentina is going to play against Australia. So that's going to be
now,
quite
ordinarily, mate, I'd say that'd be an easy game for Argentina. But then again, they did lose quite early in the game. So anything could happen, right?
They lost to Saudi Arabia. And then the other one is going to be France against Poland.
So another should be obvious. But in 2022.
Nothing is like normal about this world.
Mm-hmm.
So first story, United States of America, they are through to the last 16. Don't know how, but they managed to advance from Group B. And the president, Joe Biden, was having a little speech, or I don't know if it was campaigning or whatnot, and he realized that he forgot to say something. Because you know when you're in front, you need to say the right things before the football will now text you you have to do this.
Yeah.
This is his way of conveying his support and congratulations
for Team USA.
To Team USA.
USA, USA. That's a big game, man. When I spoke to the coach and the players, I said, you can do this. They went, they did it. God love them. Anyway, just thought you might want to hear.
I mean, the biggest sports in the world. Oh, by the way, we qualified. someone doesn't care. And then bringing it back home, we are not at the World Cup, but we are involved in this World Cup and we're very invested.
Yeah.
So a video was leaked from a Supersport studio of a presenter calling Cristiano Ronaldo a very rude Afrikaans word.
A rude one.
Not Moy. Not Moy. The Afrikaans one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like the box.
Like the box one.
Box.
Even.
If you're on the side of the
road. The one like a.
A
domestic feline.
No. Like, you know, a cap that I wear. Cap, it's a pink. So that's what it said, yeah.
Who do you want to win this one? A trophy? Ronaldo, Messi? Who do you think? Messi, because Ronaldo's a.
Oh, snap!
Can you say that? I don't think.
Can we get away with that? Okay, I don't know.
Was that broadcast?
Okay, no. So it wasn't broadcast because the video was doing its run on social media. Supersport then released a statement saying that it was a rehearsal and it did not actually go on.
So some techie did that.
Yes.
Oh, that's rough.
That's rude. That's, why would you do that?
Cancel the techie.
No, that's a real Ronaldo move.
Yeah, exactly. And then finally, at the men's FIFA World Cup, we've seen everything. We've seen people demonstrate. We've seen people being arrested. We've seen no beer at the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a very different contest that is taking place in Qatar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's called the Camel Beauty World Cup.
Lars, from your actual mouth, I'm not listening.
There are beauty contests for the camels.
Yes.
Come on.
Like, I'm not joking, bro.
Does the winning camel get a sash and get to be a spokesperson and everything?
It's every, and these camels are sexy, bro.
Sky?
No, like
Sky. Like, I want out of this.
Bro, there's this camel from Saudi Arabia, bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Like proper.
Stop.
Really?
You're being weird.
Absolute culture, bro. Like,
really which part of the camel specifically? It's hump. Okay,
not the toe. No, not the toe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You can only find this stuff out here with Sky Shabalala's World Cup Date.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.